So, Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, this is a very, very auspicious time to see all the devotees gathered together for serious work for going on the Japa retreat 2009 in the shelter of Srimati Radharani, who looks from here, from there. We will have two parts in this opening session. One part where I address Vibhurijam Prabhu and myself, address all of you here on the roof. But I cannot stop but saying I'm so happy to see all of you. It's very difficult for me because I know many of you, and I'm very surprised to see that some of you have made it, really. Devotees from Russia, and I really didn't believe that Manu and Jairadhe would be able to come because they have so many responsibility in America. And similarly, there are other devotees who I know from Germany who have said they would come, but I doubted until the last moment that it would be possible for them. I wish to extend, in the name of Bhurijam Prabhu and his good wife Jagatarini and the large team which is behind these retreats, first and foremost Prashanta and Mahabhagavat Prabhu and others from the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, I want to really express my profound gratitude to all of you that you have taken time out of your lives and come into an area of the world where maybe the greatest amount of mercy is possible with some good Muslim prayers in the background, as I learn. I've never heard this before, but it's certainly charming and interreligious. I'm very, very, I want to congratulate you. I have the firm conviction that we could not have placed the retreat at a better place than Vashana Dham, the place of the great queen of Vrindavan's forest, Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani. This vista or this vision will be something which hopefully you take with you from Vashana, the palace of Srimati Radharani in her kingdom, from where she overlooks the affairs in Vrindavan and also in Bhakti. Srimati Radharani has a central place in our spiritual lives. This place is that she is the inauguratress, that means the one who starts the Bhakti. Because bhakti is not a feeling of this world. It is not an emotion of this of our experience. Bhakti, which is something which is directed to Krishna, is something out of this world. It is something from the transcendental world. And it is something which always emanates from Srimati Radharani. She is the queen of bhakti, and in fact she expands into a form which we know as Bhakti Devi, the goddess of bhakti. To turn to Krishna, or to turn seriously in our spiritual life away from this world and to the spiritual world, is only possible with divine empowerment, the empowerment of bhakti, the empowerment of Srimati Radharani. So many of you who have attended this japa retreat in the past are already advanced in their chanting, but you wish to refresh your chanting. And some of you who are the first time at this retreat, this is most of you, you want to maybe have a new start in the most important practice, the practice of connecting with Krishna through his holy name. So for both, Bhakti Devi or you know, the Radharani's help is absolutely required in doing it. We were just, Burijan Prabhu and myself were just in Jagannath Puri on a Naam retreat for 1 month. Both of us looked like, I mean, I looked like a Viking from Germany at the end. And Burijan Prabhu, well, I don't want to compare him with the original inhabitants of Australia. but externally we looked a little different. And internally also, we were knocking at the door of the holy name for 1 month, and I'm sure that for both of us the door has opened a little bit, and the shine of mercy, the light of mercy has come, but both of us were always looking forward to this japa retreat, because here we go with the strength of Srimati Radharani. If you chant without this divine empowerment, it is like chewing sand. You get a toothache and a tongue ache. Well, chanting without bhakti is very, very, very difficult, and that's why maybe the chanting is for many in the association of the devotees always a goal they want in the future to improve their chanting. What this means is, you want the empowerment of Bhakti Devi. You want that love is carrying your chanting, and you could not have chosen a better place for this project than here at the door of the palace of the Queen of Bhakti. We will from time to time look upward to Radharani and hope that one of the doors will open for us. One of the doors, and I'm sure that at the end of this 1 week which we will be together, you will have many, many divine experiences which you will be able to even tell to your daughters and sons and grandchildren and so on. I think that these retreats can really give rise to deep Krishna consciousness. So I want to say welcome to all of you, and I want to say, like they say in Brajavas, in the language of Vrindavan, Badai ho, Badai ho, Badai ho. That means all the best for you, for each of your practices. We will, I think, do a little we had a little program, a little kirtan. We want to sing our Vashana Raga for you. Vashana melody, we should say. And then Burijan Prabhu will lead us in a reflective exercise which is called entering the retreat. While we sing, I want to request all of you to really use this time of the kirtan to bring your mind and your heart to Vashanadam and to Srimati Radharani, I really want to request you to arrive here.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jai Gopal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. कितना कितना हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम यू मस्ट चैंट मच लाउडर देन राधा रानी हियर्स यू इन द पैलेस हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
राधे 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Radhe,
So since you brought everyone to Barsana by that, I don't have to do what I was supposed to do. Because what I am going to do, is ask everyone to take out a notebook of some sort and a pen of some sort, a writing implement of some sort. And we're going to do what we call not exactly a free writing, but somewhat of a directed free writing. I'm going to ask you just to write for 10 minutes straight. You can write in any language you want. And there's a few things or questions or thoughts that I'd like you to write about and explore during this 10 minutes. And at the end, we're not going to collect them and read them, but I'm going to ask you to underline what you think is your deepest thought that you may like to read to others, and then we'll ask a few devotees to read that deepest thought or deepest sentence, if you like. So you can keep it completely private, if you like, or there may be one sentence that you may like to read. But here are the topics or the thoughts that I'd like you to write about. And if anyone doesn't have a pen or a notebook, get your pen moving. And the only rule in this type of writing is that for 10 minutes you're not allowed to stop.
But don't worry.
We don't want to have an argument in public. Yet. One time, this was a long time ago, someone asked me, "How long have you been married?" And at that time I said, 25 years. And they looked at me and said, "To the same person?" And that was a long time ago. So the first question is, what does it feel like to you to be in Barsana now, just as our japa retreat is about to begin? What does it feel like to you to be here in Barsana? Look at the scene that we are able to witness. As the sun sets, as the sun of our japa retreat just rises. That's the first thought you can write about. The second, you've come here, what are your hopes? What do you hope to gain from your time here in Holy Barsana, in the association of devotees, contacting the holy names of Krishna and the dust of Braja? What are your hopes? Another question. Why did you choose to come? Why did you choose to come to Barsana, to this japa retreat? And the last question is somewhat a funny question, peculiar question, but yet it's true. Why do you think you were chosen by Vrindavan Ishwari, Srimati Radharani, to come? Why do you think she chose you? Okay, begin. Our timer is running. It's over. Okay. Now look through what you wrote and underline any sentence or the sentence that you thought was most meaning, that you think is the most meaningful for you. And then we'll ask any devotee who wants to read, we'll ask some of the devotees to read.
Okay, so this is an answer to number two. What do you hope to gain in the association of this japa retreat? So, I underlined one point that I found, which was that I hope to gain the privilege of sharing the holy names with the devotees in this association, which is the topmost platform of associating.
And that's, for me, a sentence which I underlined as being the most meaningful.
My name is Krishna Chaitanya Das from Germany, and I have something for number four. Why do you think you were chosen by Vrindavan Dham Ishwari to come here? And I wrote two sentences. Because I am very fallen and I am allowed by the grace of our spiritual masters of our disciplic succession, especially by His grace Srila Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, who brought the divine treasure house of love of Godhead to the wild, wild Western world. Actually, I don't understand it, and I'm not able to fully be grateful for being here, and I'm not at all, at any circumstance, qualified for this, so it must be a divine compassion and mercy.
I'm Ma Manjri Devi Dasi, Hare Krishna. So I'm just sharing my feelings, how I felt today. The kirtan of His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj and in the association of devotees made me cry more loudly for Srimati Radharani. Today I think I've cried from the inner core of my heart for her, so that she may glance at this fallen soul.
Yeah, I would also like to read a few sentences. My name is Braja Biharini Devidasi. For me to be here is like to be for first time, like to sense the existence for the first time, like it was the first time to see the sunset in this world. And you may say I exaggerate, but I have an argument. Can you say that there is a sunset? And can you say the sun really sets if the glories of the Queen of the light and the shyness are not sank? And I can assure you that this is the only place worth it of being present, because here life pulses, is it the word? Pulses?
Pulses.
Because here life pulsates in the most original rhythm, in tune with the melody of loving and caring Srimati Radharani. And here I have only one hope. This is the hope. I just want to attract, at least for a part of the second, one slight glance from the Queen that lives and breathes for Shama Sundar. If I attain that one glance, then what misery can attack me? If I have the mercy of the advanced devotees present here, then what misery and what fear then can attack me? Why I'm here? I think that that Srimati Radharani chose me to be here because she felt sorry for me. She saw my misery, and she saw that is the only way. If she does not take me here, there is no hope for me. I also had some connections.
It's
and
a
that.
Long sentence.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just finish. It's wonderful, but it's, yes. Just commenting how long and wonderful it was.
Shall I stop?
I can't say you should stop. That wouldn't be fair, but.
I'll just stop the sentence.
Okay.
This is the one.
Okay. I also had some connections, and that was the causeless mercy of my Guru Maharaj. I think they both agreed that they have to give me some intense bhakti shock in order their devotee to survive. Thank you.
Such enthusiasm. Where are you from?
Hare Krishna, my name is Shami Krishna Das. I'm from New Jersey Temple. So here in Barsana, Srimati Radharani is more merciful, and her prayers to engage us in chanting will be heard by her easily. She heard my prayer, or say she had showered her causeless mercy on this fallen soul. I hope that by learning in this retreat, I will be able to chant purely, without any offenses to holy name, with concentration in a mood of sincere prayer to their Lordship Shishi Radhesham, and to share same mood with others.
Hare Krishna, my name is Gaur Shakti Das. There's not a temple where I'm living, so I'm not living in a temple. I didn't really write this out because it's more in my heart and it's more an unanswered question at this point. But my trip here to India was extremely spontaneous, and for if any of you know me, that's really not in my character. But 2 weeks ago, we had a celebration for Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day festival, and just after that, I was just really inspired to go to Vrindavan. And I made just a spontaneous decision to come. I arrived yesterday, and immediately, during the morning program, a devotee I know a little bit came up to me and said, "There's a japa retreat in Varshana." And I said, "I should go." Now, why am I here? I don't know. These things have been arranged for me, and I'm hoping that the answer will be revealed to me while I'm here.
Ah. Thank you. So on the last day, remember that you have
yes.
to tell us something.
I will share.
Okay. Before the mosquitoes come out, let's go downstairs and we'll continue with our opening session. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.